Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
The third Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's reading concludes Matthew's account of Jesus' second discourse, the great missionary discourse in which he instructs his 12 apostles on how to go out and preach the good news. But the cost and the reward of the commitment required of a disciple are noted. No one and nothing must be more important than commitment to Jesus. The unity of the family of Jesus is more important than the unity of the natural family. Even the shameful death on the cross is not too high a price to pay if one is to be a disciple. However, there is a positive side to discipleship. Those who receive Jesus receive the one who sent him. So too, those who help, the little ones who are the messengers of Jesus, are receiving Jesus. The final words of this selection are addressed to the crowd, a device Matthew uses to put the reader of the gospel into the crowd listening to Jesus. Now we have a story. Now, once upon a time, there was a kind of worthless teenage boy. Well, teenage girls say all teenage boys are worthless, and I'm not going to argue with that. But this one, he wasn't totally worthless. I mean, he never did much wrong, but he never did much right either. He got the kind of grades which would just barely get him into college. He helped out around the house only when he had to. He loafed on his job, doing only enough so he wouldn't get fired. He was a good athlete, but he never went out for any of the teams. Why bother? He says, too much work. He avoided all school projects. Everyone said he was lazy. He didn't deny that. Yeah, he said, I'm lazy. But what else is there to do? Life is so boring that there's no point in not being lazy. He spent all his time reading adventure stories and romances, which weren't boring. The priest in the parish said he was one of the best young men of the 13th century. He told the priest that he wished he had a time machine so he could go back to the 13th century and serenade lovely damsels on their balconies at night. Well, one spring, he announced, much to everybody's astonishment, that he was going to South America for the summer as a volunteer to work with the Jesuit missions of the poor people up in the mountains. What good will you do for them, his mother says. A waste of time, his father said. You should be home earning money for your college tuition. It's really be boring, said his teachers. It's not medieval Seville, said the priest. There won't be any damsels to serenade on the balconies. Everyone told him not to go. His parents practically forbid him to go and refused to pay for his plane fare. He took all the money out of the bank and went anyway. What happened? Well, the people in the mountain village where he worked loved him, especially because, as they said, they never knew anyone who worked so hard. The priest up on the mountains reported back to his Jesuits in school and to the parish priest that this kid was one of the finest human beings they had ever known. He returned home, his eyes glowing with excitement. He didn't care what anyone said. He was going back next summer.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.